This is the day that you made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, Lord God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment is already condemned. We thank you, Lord, that we dwell in the secret place of the Most High. We abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And we say, Lord, you are our refuge. You are our fortress. You are our God. In you we trust. We thank you, Lord, that we walk not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor do we stand in the way of sinners, nor do we sit in the seat of the scornful. But our delight is in the law of the Lord, and in your law we meditate day and night. And we are like trees planted by the rivers of water. We bring forth our fruit now in the season. Also our leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever we do shall prosper. We thank you, Lord God, that we are blessed coming in, blessed going out, blessed by the works of our hands. We thank you, Lord, that when the enemy come against us one way, they flee seven ways. We are the healed of the Lord. We are the prosperous of the Lord. We are one with you, Father. We abide in you, and your word abide in us, and we shall ask what we will, and it shall be done. And we thank you, Lord God, for the weapons of our warfare, not carnal, but mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. And we give you the glory. Prophet Naomi, let's pray over in the Holy Ghost. Let's bombard heaven. Hallelujah.
Prophetess Yolanda. All right, Prophetess W.E.D. Cruz.
Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you on this day, Lord God. We thank you for your love, Lord God, that surpasses all understanding. We thank you for your peace of mind, peace, Lord God, that continues to just meditate and keep us, Lord God. Lord, we lift up all those tonight who have prayer requests, Lord God, that you may hear our prayers. Lord, I pray that you would reach us even in this midnight hour. Lord, we thank you for the grace and the mercy that is extended upon us. We thank you for the increase, Lord, now provide us with the wisdom. Grant us the wisdom and the strength and the courage to prevail forward, Lord God. We thank you for the anointing and the blood that covers us, Lord God, that cancels all evil, Lord God. We thank you for our leaders and our shepherds. We bless this community in your mighty, precious name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Father God, thank you for this time once again. Thank you for your favor and direction, Lord. Thank you for opportunities that you bring to us, even in advance, Lord God. Thank you for the prosperity of your people and provision, Father. Thank you for your protection, your angels that you have around us and even our families, Lord God. Thank you so much for your goodness and mercy that shall follow us all the days of our lives, as your word promises, Father God. Thank you for completion of things from an older season, Lord God, that need to be completed in order to make room for the new that you have for us, Lord God. Thank you for new beginnings, Father, for each one of us. Thank you for your direction that you bring to us, and continue to stir our hearts with a passion for you and your will, Lord God. Thank you for your direction. Thank you for breakthrough. And thank you for Master Prophet and Pastor Deborah and the direction that you are moving us all, Lord, with the globalization of the prophetic. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Prophet Joyce Hartley.
Father God, we thank you, God. We give you all honor and praise and thanksgiving, oh God. And we thank you because truly you is and always will be, oh God. And God, we thank you, God, for giving us open minds to see ourselves as you see us, oh God. We thank you, God, for leading us in the path of righteousness, oh God. We thank you, God, for increase. We thank you, God, for making a way out of no way, God. We thank you, God, for restoration, God. We thank you, God, for teaching us how to trust fully in your infinite love, oh God. We thank you, God, for the privilege of prayer, oh God. We thank you, God, for your healing power. And we thank you, God, for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, God. And we thank you, God, that whoever form against us shall not prosper. And every tongue that rise against us in judgment, you shall condemn. Because when you arise, oh God, the enemy scatters, oh God. And we want to thank you, God, for your hedge of protection over all your people, their children, family, and loved ones. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Father, we thank you for another opportunity to come before your throne room of grace. We give you praise tonight for the great and mighty work that you're doing in our lives and in the lives of Prophetess Cynthia. We thank you that we're not satisfied with where she is now. We continue to press forth and speak forth the word of God into her life. Be healed in Jesus' name. We thank you, O God, for the healing. We thank you for the manifestation of your word. We thank you for the power, O God. We thank you that as prophets, you're even taking us to deeper depths and higher heights in you, Father. We thank you for a new song and a new sound that's coming forth in the earth that's stirring up things and changing the atmosphere. Father, we just thank you for everything that you're doing in our lives. We thank you for prospering us in this season, that we may be blessed to be a blessing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. And I thank you, Father, for this night of prayer, this morning of prayer, this new day that you have made and called us to come together and be in unity on one accord. God, we give you glory, honor, and praise for what you're doing in our lives. And I thank you, God, for the Master Prophet and Prophetess Deborah and for their vision and even having this prayer line and having the conference calls and all the work that they do. God asks you to continue to bless them in a mighty way and bless the Master Prophet as he continues to write books and write books and write books and just pour out the knowledge, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your mercy, your goodness, your loving kindness, God. And bless Prophetess Cynthia Dawson continuously, God. Put her on her feet and bring her out of the hospital. We give you glory, honor, and praise for what you're doing in our lives. And bless the people on the line who are listening in. Bless them in a mighty way. In Jesus' name, amen.
Prophet Stephen Brown.
Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I decree that your wisdom increases in our lives daily. Father, we thank you today, Lord God, that we walk in your wisdom and we're led by your Spirit. Therefore, we cannot fail in this hour. Father, I thank you today that you've anointed us, oh God, to proclaim your gospel and good news. And I pray today for a supernatural outbreak through our lives to bring change and deliverance in the earth. And so, Father, we lose your wisdom. And, Father, we call ourselves submitted unto you. We thank you that we're your people that hear your voice and walk in obedience through the power of the Holy Spirit to bring change in the earth. And Father, I thank you today for every pastor and every leader and every ministry that's represented on this line and those that are listening around the world, every ministry that's connected to Zoe Ministries and Master Prophet and leading lady Deborah Jordan. I pray today that there'll be an abundance of increase of the favor of God in their ministries. I pray today for a supernatural anointing and empowerment to witness and to evangelize, that men and women will be drawn into the kingdom of God, that people will be drawn and lives be changed by the power of your word. We decree and declare today a spirit of evangelism, as a spirit of prophecy. The testimony of Jesus is flowing throughout our congregations, and lives are being changed. We thank you that their economy is changing, their financial situations, their physical appearances are changing by the glory of your presence. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus for supernatural outpourings throughout our congregations today. And Father, we thank you for it. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
We put on the whole armor of God in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus upon ourselves from the crown of our heads to the sole of our feet. We plead the blood of Jesus. We cover Archbishop Ebenar Jordan, Pastor Deborah Jordan, Zoe Ministries, and Prophetess Cynthia Dawson in the blood of Jesus for protection in the name of Jesus. We also soak their lives in the blood of Jesus for protection in the name of Jesus. We take dominion right now in the name of Jesus. We bind all evil spirits that attempt to come against Archbishop Ebenar Jordan and Pastor Jordan in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak grace for Archbishop Ebenar Jordan, Pastor Deborah Jordan, and Zoe Ministries to globalize the prophetic in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we command Prophetess Cynthia Dawson to be whole in the name of Jesus. Amen.
And Father, so Lord, we give you thanks and we give you praise. We give you honor, we give you glory, Father, for the power of agreement, for the power, Lord Jesus, of unity, and for the power, Lord Jesus, of your anointing. Father, it's in the anointing yokes are already broken, Father, and Lord, the captives have been set free. We thank you that you are the bond that's in Gilead. And we thank you, Father, for the healing anointing, Father, flowing in the lives of your people, Lord. Even now, see them being made whole, complete, and divine, and perfect in the name of Jesus. We decree, Father, your kingdom come, your will be done, Father, in the lives of your people, my God, in earth as it is in heaven. Father, we thank you for the transformation. We thank you, Father, for the birthing house laddering. And we, Lord, we give you the glory, Father, for your anointing that will rest mightily upon the lives even of the Zoe Ministry, Father, even Archbishop Ebenar Jordan, Pastor and Prophetess Deborah Jordan, Father. We thank you, Father, for giving way, Lord, the old and embracing the new, Father. The new things that you're doing, my God, we call it forth even now, those things which we not as though the word healing, deliverance, my God, restoration. Father, your hedge of protection, your covering of your blood, and your angels on a mighty assignment, protecting, Father, shielding your people. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for being a return of refuge on each everlasting arms. And we thank you for your divine provision as our Jehovah Jireh. And we give you the glory and the praise for doing it even now with thanksgiving. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Prophetess Olympia.
Father God, we're just thanking you for another day. Thanking you for your grace. We're thanking you for your mercy. Father, we thank you for your wondrous works. Father, we thank you for Prophetess Cynthia's life. We thank you for the healing and strength. We thank you for the strength of her family that are coming together on her behalf. We thank you for the prophetess on the line. We thank you for every family member that's represented. Father, we thank you for every whisper that's been uttered. We thank you for your ears that's hearing the prayer. We thank you for your ears that's hearing the praise. We thank you for your life. Father, we just thank you for we thank you for legacy. We thank you for Archbishop Master Prophet Ebenar Jordan. We thank you for leading lady Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan. We thank you for the Jordan family. Father, we thank you for Mother Jordan, Mother Mary Jordan. We thank you for Mother Mary Darian. Father, we thank you for life. We thank you for the abundant life. We thank you for keeping a hedge of protection around our children, Father. We thank you for your angels that are lodging in charge. Father, we love you. We just grace you right now for your presence. We thank you for opportunities that will not be missed. And we ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Prophet Joshua Jordan.
Amen. And Father God, we thank you now for this time. We thank you for this conference line, Father. Thank you for what you're doing, even inside of your people, Father God, even now. I want to thank you, Father God, for all of our leaders and our leadership, Father God, even now. I want to thank you, Father God, for touching our elderly, Father God, and keeping those in our communities, Father God, healthy and safe. I want to thank you now for divine healing, even for your daughter, Prophetess Cynthia, Father God. I want to thank you for showing her healing, Father God, and restoring, Father God, her, Father God, 100%, Father God, healed, whole, and complete, Father God. I want to thank you now, Father God, for healing even those that may be sick and shut in, Father God. Right now, I want to thank you for doing a new thing, Father God, even over your people and granting us direction, Father God. I want to thank you for covering and favoring those that may be widowed, Father God, even those that are fatherless, Father God, and even the stranger in our land, Father God. I want to thank you for just the divine hedge of protection, Father God, that you have over us, Father God, and have over our families. I lift up every prayer and supplication even before thee, Father God, and I thank you in advance for it done. In the mighty and precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray, amen and amen.
Prophet Wanda Campbell.
Glory to God. Glory to God. God, we just give you the praise. God, we just give you the honor. We thank you for who you are in our life, God. We thank you for guiding and directing our footsteps, God. We thank you for the wisdom that you have bestowed upon us, God. We thank you for your word. For your word says that you would never leave us or forsake us, God. God, we thank you for giving us joy, unspeakable joy, God. Father God, we thank you for your mighty power that is in work in us right now, Lord, renewing our minds, transforming us, God, to be greater. We thank you, Lord, for the opportunities that are coming our way. We thank you, Lord, for your agape love. And we thank you, Lord, for being there for us and our family members. We thank you, God, for keeping a covenant of our children, Lord, and going before them, God, on their way to this and left us for school, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for putting a hedge of protection around our family members and our family. God, we ask that you keep a covering and strengthen Prophetess Cynthia that's in the hospital right now, God. We ask that you cover her and strengthen her, Lord, and do a mighty work in her, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask that you continue to keep a covering over Archbishop Jordan and Pastor Deborah Jordan, and that you continue to protect them and keep them safe and use them for your glory, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Amen. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, in the blood of Jesus, we just want to thank you, Lord, as we bow before you, Lord, as we worship you, Lord. We surrender our will unto you, Lord. We surrender every part of our body unto you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the grace upon our life in Jesus' mighty name. Heavenly Father, I worship you and I give you praise. I recognize that you are worthy to receive all the glory and honor. I praise you. I renew all your we thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your spirit, Father. We thank you for Prophet Cynthia, my God. We thank you for the power of healing upon her life. We thank you, Father, for each and every person on the line. We thank you for your spirit, the spirit of intercession that is upon us, my God. We worship you, Lord, and we lift your name higher in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Father, thank you so much for giving us another day, for blessing us with this day that you have made, and for allowing us to come together and rejoice and be glad in it once again. Thank you for the strength of the army of prophets that are on the line on this evening. And thank you for the partners that are on the line. Lord, I thank you for the testimony of Prophetess Cynthia Dawson that she will give, for you are strengthening her, and I thank you for her healing. And, Lord, I thank you for allowing us to honor you with our walk, for allowing us to honor you with our talk. Lord, I thank you for restoration, and I thank you for your grace and mercy that endures forevermore. Thank you for the moderators as well, Lord, of Zoe Ministries, and thank you for the men that have joined together on this line on this evening. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen and amen.
Prophetess Darlene. Prophetess Darlene Gray.
Amen, Father God, and we continue to praise and worship you, Lord God, and give you glory and honor for all of your mercy and compassion towards us, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, for your strength, and we thank you, Lord God, for your provision. We thank you, Lord God, for meeting every need that's on this call tonight. We lift up those that are afflicted, those that are still continuing to mourn grief and loss. Father God, we lift up every family that's represented on this call. We lift up our leadership, our archbishop. God, we pray and decree that you continue to be his strength, Lord God, as you continue to download wisdom from heaven, as you continue to pour into him, Lord God, as he downloads to us, Lord God. We thank you for the grace that you've given him, Father God, and we bless you for our pastor, Prophetess Deborah Jordan. We decree strength unto her, Lord God, and wisdom, Lord God, as you continue to stretch her out, Lord God, and expand her borders, Lord God, and even send her out, Lord God, as she continues to minister and bless the women of God and raise up this prayer mantle, Lord God, and expanding it and giving her creative ideas of how to move and direct us, Lord God. We thank you even for the published works coming through her, Father God. And we continue to stand in agreement for Prophetess Cynthia Dawson. We continue to decree and declare her strength, her healing, her deliverance, her victory, Lord God. We rejoice, Lord God, for the glory that's being revealed on her behalf, Lord God. Even her grandchildren, Lord God, restore and renew that connection, Father God. Return those children to her bosom, Lord God. Let her physical and her emotional heart be healed in this season. And we decree and declare it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Prophet Michael Ellis.
Amen. Amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God, for the Archbishop, Lord God, and Prophetess Deborah Jordan. We thank you for strengthening them, Lord God. Thank you for giving them knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. We not only them, Lord God, but we pray, Lord God, for the prophets, Lord God. We thank you for giving them knowledge, wisdom, understanding, divine protection. We pray for those that may be sick in their body, Lord God. I don't know her, Lord God, but you know all about her, Lord, Sister Olympia, Prophetess Olympia. We pray, Lord, we thank you for healing her in her mind, her spirit, and her soul, and also her physical body. We give you thanks, praise, honor, and glory in advance. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for divine protection, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, for this working of miracles working in our lives, even when we don't understand it. We thank you, Lord God, for renewing us, transforming our lives, Lord God, into what you want us to be, Lord God. Thank you for everybody being on this call tonight, Lord God. And we thank you for the children. We thank you, Lord God, for the mothers. We thank you, Lord God, for the fathers, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for each and every one, Lord God. We thank you for divine protection. We give you praise, honor, and glory in advance. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
And Father God, we come to you with open hearts, open minds, just to say thank you for all the things you're doing in our life and continue to do in our life each and every day. To say thank you for the greatness that you have placed inside us, to say thank you for the increase that you continue to give into our life, to say thank you for the healing that you placed in our life, God. Father God, I ask that you look over Prophetess Cynthia Dawson right now and keep strengthening her heart, God, because we thank you for her healing, God. We thank you for the favor that you keep doing in each and every one of our lives. Father God, you get all the glory and all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. And Father, we just thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in each and every one of our lives. And Father, we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing even in your people life today. Father, I pray for every individual that's on this call on this morning. And Father, I pray that your will be done. Father, I pray that you and you alone will get the glory and the honor. Because, Father, we know that you are great and you are mighty. And there's none like you, Father. Because, Father, you are the Alpha and you are the Omega. You are the beginning and you are the end. And, Father, we lift our voice up like a trumpet. And we declare your name, Father. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus that as we move forward in this day that you have made, Father. Father, lead us and guide us, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, for favor that shall be poured out upon your people. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you are going to be glorified, that you are going to get the honor, and that you are going to get the praise. Father, we thank you right now, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord, because, Father, you said in your word that the sick say, I'm healed. Father, we declare healing for your people, Father. Father, we declare supernatural doors, yes, that shall begin to open up in the lives of your people, Father. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, that as we move and navigate through this door, through this day, Father, we thank you, Lord, that you're opening up supernatural doors for us to walk into, Father. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, because the enemy is under our feet, Father. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, that we are the head and not the tail. We thank you in the name of Jesus, Father, that whatsoever we touch, it shall prosper, Father. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, for your prosperity. We thank you, Lord, for your wisdom. We thank you for your strength. We thank you for your healing, Father. Father, touch relationships. Touch families. Touch husbands. Touch wives, Father. Touch our leaders. Touch our community. mercy, Father. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, in times like these, Father. Father, we need you, Father. And Father, you said if we call upon your name, Father, that you will answer us. And we give you praise for answering every one of our prayers, every one of our requests, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father, we give you praise and we give you thanks, Father, for what you are doing and what you are about to do, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Prophetess Naomi, you're going to take over, give the announcement. Thank you, family. I look forward to seeing you once again in the tomorrow morning. And don't forget the announcement that Prophetess Naomi will be sharing with you. Get a pen, get a paper, and share the news. Let the world know. Let the saints know. Let the people of God know that there are prophets that are praying. We don't just prophesy, but we pray. Amen. So thank you again, family. I love you to life, and I just so honor you and acknowledge you on this call, thanking you for being a stand and a yes to pray in times like these. Prophetess Naomi.
Amen, amen. All right, I want to thank you all for being on this midnight prayer call. Please invite someone back out on this midnight prayer call. And we are here at 11:55 where we start to have roll call. Just want to remind the prophets, come here, prophets, please control your noise volume. You got to mute yourself out, because if you mute, you cannot go back and find your number or your information to unmute you when it's your time. So please control your noise volume in the background by muting your own self out on your line. Also, want to let everyone know we will be back here at 9 a.m. in the morning with the Master Prophet, the Archbishop. So join us back here. Also want to let everyone know, check your emails. Check your emails, especially prophetic instructions. I would not miss out. So check your emails. Get your face seat in the ground, okay? God has something that is great, that is purposefully inside of you. Is there any other announcements from any other company or prophet?
Yes, this is Prophetess Jessica. I just wanted to invite everyone out tomorrow at 12 noon for our Pop Life show. It's Theocracy Thursday. Myself, Prophet Joshua, and Prophetess Deanna have a great show lined up for you. We'll be coming out of a book called Unchristian, and so we'll be tackling some interesting topics. You'll definitely want to tune in for that. Thank you, Prophetess Naomi.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much. All right, if that's it for all the announcements, we're going to say goodnight and we're going to say God bless, and we will see you later. Amen. And enjoy this great Thursday, and this will be the best Thursday of your week and of your life. Just declare it. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless.
Amen.